Dean, I think you'll agree it's time for Jay Leno to just stay in the house, isn't it?
Yeah, he needs someone needs to get him an Uber account so somebody else can drive him around. He's been in another pretty severe accident. A couple of months ago, he suffered severe burns for a car garage explosion, and now he's got multiple broken bones after a motorcycle accident that he was in. He was knocked off of a motorcycle while he was driving. He's got a broken collarbone, two broken ribs, two cracked kneecaps, but he says, I'm okay. I'm okay. He was testing out a 1940 Indian brand motorcycle, and while he was driving, he was going down the street. He said that somebody had put a wire across the parking lot in which he was driving. They put a wire out, but, you know, normally when you do that, you hang some kind of flag on it or something so people know that it's there. They didn't. So as he put it, I was clothesline and knocked off the bike. So he's driving along. The wire hits him, and that, you know, obviously threw him off the bike. You know, that happened, and his CNBC Jay Leno's Garage show got canceled yesterday. Also, so insult to injury.
Yeah. Not a good day for him. Wow. Let's talk about the Royal Family Rumble, the latest one anyway.
Yeah, apparently sibling, altercations and animosity is not something new to just William and Harry. There are reports out of the UK that Prince Andrew has been kicked out of his plush suite of rooms at Buckingham Palace. His older brother, King Charles, has removed his access from that section of the palace. And Andrew has stepped away from royal duties a couple of years ago to a long the time that he was connected with the disgraced billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. So Charles apparently decided to make it official, and he's kicked out. He's kicked out of the palace. Wow.
The tabloids in the UK having a field day, aren't they?
I miss the good old days of the royal family where whatever the dysfunction, Queen Elizabeth just swept it under the rug, and you never heard about it again.
She's not around to help anymore. Yeah. Hard to believe Jimmy Kimmel is celebrating his 20th anniversary on TV.
I was shocked as well, but he did a really great primetime special last night. He had his first guests on his show 20 years ago returning. Snoop Dogg and George Clooney were the guests 20 years ago, and they were again last night and told some hilarious stories. They showed clips from 20 years ago. One of the most remarkable things that they did last night is Jimmy had a conversation. 2023 Jimmy had a conversation with 2003 Jimmy. Clearly, it was young Jimmy Kimmel, and somehow they electronically manipulated this whole thing where current Jimmy and past Jimmy had a pretty funny conversation with each other. I have no idea how they did this. I know they can pretty much do anything in movies now to recreate things. So, you know, maybe it was that kind of technology involved. But it was pretty cool. And the other thing is that the ongoing feud between Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon raged out of control last night with Matt Damon congratulating Jimmy Fallon on his 20th anniversary. And then later on, Matt Damon was all set to present him flowers at the end of the show. And as Jimmy Kimmel always does, he says, you know, apologies to Matt Damon. We ran out of time.
Of course, yeah.
And Matt Damon goes crazy in the green room and destroys the green room. He's been doing this to me for 20 years.
Did they post all of this? Can we watch that
on
YouTube
someplace? Yeah, it's on the bits and pieces of it are on YouTube. But I'll bet they've got most of the show posted now because it was a primetime special last night. But if you search Kimmel 20th anniversary, there's half a dozen clips that'll pop up on YouTube.
That's Rick Astley, and now Dean with the celebrity lawsuit of the day.
Yeah, Rick Astley isn't so happy that an up-and-coming rapper by the name of Young Gravy, that's my favorite kind of gravy, by the way, the Young Gravy, that he has... what Rick Astley says is stolen the song Never Gonna Give You Up with another song that this young rapper has just put out. Take a listen.
Never take a L no more. Never take a damn thing slow.
Oh, yeah, definitely similar, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I'm no Columbo, but that is obviously the exactly same song. Now, TMZ is reporting that Astley is suing because Young Gravy, my favorite name of the day, did get permission to use the instrumental part of Rick Astley's song, but he never gave him permission to use or impersonate his voice on the song. So Astley is claiming that this has now ruined any future opportunities for him to collaborate with other artists, and he is seeking millions of dollars from the aforementioned Mr. Gravy.
Let's talk about who the world's most handsome man is, and according to who exactly?
Well, this is according to a plastic surgeon. He has done some scientific research. This is all based on what is considered to be, the classic beauty in a man, classic attributes that a man would have: cheekbones, eyes, hairline a certain way, etc. It's the Greek golden ratio of beauty, phi. Apparently there's some standard by which these doctors use, and this British plastic surgeon analyzed lots of famous people, and Reggae John Page, the guy that used to be on Bridgerton, he has been chosen as the most handsome man according to all of these standards for physical beauty that have been set up. After him, Reggae John Page, it's Marvel star Chris Hemsworth, Michael B. Jordan, and Harry Styles as the top four. All of that very interesting, but like people who have dropped on the list from a similar list that was done last year, Brad Pitt dropped dramatically. Henry Cavill, played Superman, dropped dramatically. David Beckham dropped dramatically. And this one hurts. George Clooney, he says, slumped on the list because of the effect of aging on his 58-year-old face. That's unnecessarily mean.
We now have the dumbest showbiz story of the day complete.
All right.
Let's talk about your weekend things to do and watch list.
Yeah, the movies that are coming out this weekend got a lot of big names like Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. They're all part of this new movie that's called You People. It's a interracial comedy. I'm calling it a culture clash comedy, where an African-American young lady falls in love with Jonah Hill, a Jewish man. Laurie London is the actress who plays opposite Jonah Hill as this interracial couple. They love each other. Everything's going great in their relationship until their parents get involved. Eddie Murphy and Nia Long, not so happy with the new white boyfriend. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus and David Duchovny doing incredibly offensive, stereotypical things that they think their future black daughter-in-law would like to see and hear. It's funny. It's written by Jonah Hill and Kenya Barris, who is the writer, producer of Blackish. So, I mean, it's funny, but the joke runs thin. It starts off great, and the movie just kind of thins out a little bit after that. I still liked it, though. It's nice to have a nice comedy out there. It's called You People. Gave it a Dean's List B-. Very disappointed in J-Lo's new action rom-com. called Shotgun Wedding. It's the story of a destination wedding. J-Lo just loves putting those wedding dresses on. and in this case, just before the ceremony is about to take place, a group of pirates crash the ceremony, take everyone hostage, and it's up to J-Lo and her fiancé, Josh Duhamel, to save the day. There's not one original thing in this movie. And very little chemistry between the two people, despite the fact that Jennifer Coolidge is in this, and she can pretty much do no wrong for me. Lenny Kravitz, Cheech Marin, among the ensemble, gave it a Dean's List C-. If you're looking for some things to do this weekend, Poi Dog Pondering is at Thalia Hall tomorrow with jazz legend Wynton Marsalis. Playing the music of Duke Ellington today and tomorrow at the Symphony Center. We've got heavy metal legends Anthrax at the club that's called Radius in Pilsen. Buddy Guy, I would love to see Anthrax and Young Gravy perform together. Buddy Guy is wrapping up his month-long residency at Buddy's Club, Buddy Guy's Legends. There's a new play at the Goodman Theater that is called The Ripple, The Wave That Carried Me Home, about a woman coming to terms with the legacy of her parents' activism in the civil rights movement. Hansel and Gretel is at the Lyric Opera. It's only going to be there through February the 5th. And Kevin Nealon, for some laughs, playing the City Winery today and tomorrow. The comedian Maz Jobrani is at the Den in Wicker Park. And there's all kinds of Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year celebrations going on, both in Chinatown on Sunday and in the Uptown Argyle area. New Year parade there going on Saturday.
And even though it's going to be cold, I'm going to do some shopping, last-minute sales at Bed Bath & Bankrupt, I hear.
Oh,
so
really?
See you there. Have a good weekend, Gene. And we'll hear you here on Sunday and talk to you Monday here.
See you then.